Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Dawson City Music Festival. And again, we've got all of that web content at dawson.jbonair.com. Another amazing artist joining me, Wendy McNeil, who I just introduced on stage and almost, like, tripped, but I thought I was going to play a video game. So tell me about... Really? No, because it's interesting when you're actually, like, up close and I can see all this stuff for the first time. We hear your music, but we don't necessarily know what all that does and how that affects your performance. So I know we can't see it right now, but sort of map that out for me, because what is all that stuff?
It's stuff that is just hopefully accentuating what I do, because I'm not really, I don't want to bill myself as somebody who does tons of effects and looping. Mm-hmm. I think it just makes things sound a little bit better than, a little more full than what they would sound without it. I used to do a lot of looping, like maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And that was kind of like all about building that. Mm. And now I've kind of gone through that phase and stripped everything down again. And now the things that you're seeing, those little lights and those little pedals, are basically just there to add texture.
It seems like it's going to be more complicated than just playing an instrument, because now you've got this whole, like... control panel, like, right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It does get a little bit weird sometimes. Like, if I haven't... There's certain songs that if I haven't played them for a while... Like, on tour, you don't always do a long set, for example. Mm-hmm. So there's certain songs that, you know, I have to remember, okay, well, I have to switch to that channel, and then I have to do that and that and that and that and that. So it is sort of like doing a line dancing or something.
You get a leg workout.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, if I don't play them frequently, then I do get a little sloppy, so...
Let's talk about the music, then. How long have you been playing? How did it all start for you?
I started playing, actually, when I was in an art school studying dance. I sort of... I've always loved all of the arts, but I felt that... Well, a couple things. For one, I wanted to stop dating guitar players and just start playing guitar.
Yep,
that was
right.
One of the things that I decided. And one of the other things was that I really had a thing for words, so I really like to... I just always have loved words.
I was going to say, your songs are very wordy. Yes, but how... Okay, so, I mean, I've never written a song, so just sort of, like, take me there. Like, where does it... How do you write a song? Where do you go first?
Well, for one thing, you've been spared a lot, because for those songs that you heard tonight, each of those, to be honest, a few of them anyway, had more like 20 verses. You got the really scaled back.
Oh.
So I write and write and write and write, and then I pull out the little threads that sort of are the strongest, and then I kind of reweave. So you were spared...
Well, so, okay.
For much longer songs.
And so not only that, you've also got to do the choreography with your footwork. You've got to work your lips, because the words that you're this is a full-on Olympic sport that you do out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I figure it's gonna, I don't know, help me ward off Alzheimer's or something. Lots of coordination tricks and brain gym.
So you're having a good time here in Dawson City. I know you're going to Whitehorse shortly and touring across Canada, but you're from Canada, but you don't live in Canada anymore, right?
Yeah, I was born in Calgary, and I have lots of family, well, mostly on the east coast of Canada, actually. But yeah, I've been based in Edmonton. Sorry, you can edit that. I've been based in Europe for mostly, like, about 8 years, 9 years.
Tell me about the differences, though, when you perform in one country to another, or even one town to another. So what's a Europe audience like compared to Canada? Is there a difference at all?
It's impossible to say Europe audience, because, I mean, even within Germany, you can't say a German audience. They're not German, they're Bavarian.
Oh,
they're
yes.
from the north,
okay.
They're from the south, they're from the...
Right.
It's just like, oh, God, it's very tribal.
Yes.
So I don't know. I would say the one big difference is that there's just a massive amount more people there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's... It can be pretty hard in Canada to, you know, make sure to get crowds out all the time. And the distances between cities are really huge often. Mind you, that's changing with house concerts and stuff. There's a lot of fill-in dates available. But overall, I just think there's more venues and more people. So even if you have niche music like what I do, which, you know, isn't necessarily appealing to a huge percentage of the population, Even that small piece of the pie, there's just more of them to fill that pie.
But you are sticking around in Canada for a little bit. So from here, as I said, you're doing Whitehorse, then you're going down to, is it Edmonton then?
Edmonton, yep, Edmonton, and then going to Twin Butte a little further south, and then flying up to Winnipeg.
The best city in the, in Manitoba. You're going to get some hate mail on that one. Yeah, no. I won't get out of here. That's the thing. Winnipeg and then where? Are you going right to the East Coast? Or
I'm going to the East Coast, but I'm not playing on the East Coast. I'm just visiting family there for 4 days. And then I'm heading... I have a recording project in Guelph that we're doing. Actually, Mississauga is, I think, where we're recording. Working with another Canadian fellow. So it's good to get that recorded while I'm here. And eventually working my way down to the West Coast. There's an accordion festival there, which is going to be really fun. The Accordion Noir Festival. So,
yeah. It gets rowdy there, doesn't it?
I imagine. Vancouver? Or yeah.
Well, both.
Well, Vancouver could be rowdy, but a Vancouver venue full of accordion players, look out.
Oh,
madness.
So where can people stay in touch then? Website, social media, what do you got?
I do have a couple of Facebook pages, but just Wendy McNeil on Facebook, you can find it. And my website is the same, just wendymcneil.com.
Well, she's not just Wendy McNeil. She's the Wendy McNeil. And thank you so much for joining
us. I'm one of about 50 Wendy McNeils, right. So be careful.
It'll be a long search, but you just find the one with the most friends and the most followers, right?
There you
go. That's the way to look at it. All right, so dawson.jbonair.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure for me. Thanks.